From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Monday, November 25th, 2019.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by the Dempsey Center, making life better for people managing the impact of cancer. Locations in Lewiston and South Portland, dempseycenter.org. And by Coastal Maine Botanical Gardens, presenting Gardens Aglow, where visitors will see the gardens in a whole new light. Now through December 31st, mainegardens.org.
The operator of the New England electricity grid is telling the region's political leaders that if they want to quickly get more renewable energy into the system, they should put a price on carbon emissions. Fred Bever has more.
Last week, eight New England senators, including Maine's Angus King, wrote a letter scolding ISO New England for failing to support the region's renewable energy goals while preserving the status quo for fossil fuel energy sources. ISO New England's CEO, Gordon Van Wheely, says integration of renewable resources has always been one of the organization's goals. But he acknowledges that a recent market reform that can force renewable projects to wait in line until existing fossil fuel generators retire may be delaying the process. Going forward, he says, there will be more opportunity for intermittent resources, such as wind or solar, when they are coupled with energy storage technologies. Setting a system-wide price on carbon emissions would be the most effective way to move that ahead, Van Wheely says, but it's an idea that the New England states have opposed. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.
Six healthcare organizations across Maine are going to be able to expand online services and reach more of the state's residents. Republican Senator Susan Collins and Independent Senator Angus King announced the grant today of more than $2.1 million. It's from the USDA. The largest parts of that will go to the University of Maine system for distance learning and Maine Health for telemedicine. And the State Revenue Forecasting Committee is projecting a boost in tax revenues through next June. The state's strong economy is generating more tax revenue than expected, says Committee Chair Mike Allen of Maine Revenue Services. With income and sales taxes leading the way, the committee expects the state will bring in an additional $75 million. Most of that, about $53 million, will be generated in the current budget year.
There is some one-time money, roughly $18 to $20 million, mostly in corporate and estate tax revenue that we think is one-time to FY20.
How the extra money will be spent is up to Governor Janet Mills and the legislature, which returns to work in January. In weather tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the mid-20s to the low 30s. Tomorrow, overcast with some rain and snow showers in the north, less cloudy in the south with highs in the mid-30s to mid-40s. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join us tomorrow on Maine Calling at 1 o'clock for the 8th annual Maine Calling Made in Maine gift guide. I'm Nora Flaherty.